You're listening to Johnny C for Untalk Radio. My next guest joined Made in Chelsea early this year, and let's just say he shook the series up with his romantic endeavours of Frankie Gaff. But since then, he's headed to the White Isle of Ibiza for the brand new series. I'm delighted to welcome to Talk Radio, Harry Barron. Let's go back to the beginning of Made in Chelsea, which is only earlier this year. Why did you join the series?
I think it was something that had been in the pipeline for myself for a little while. I was actually going to join a couple of years back, actually, and then just because of work commitments, I never did. I felt with season 13 and what was going on, I felt it was the right time for myself.
You've worked in PR before, so did you know how to come in and make an impact as a PR guy, because you're kind of representing yourself, of this is how I need to be?
Everything is exactly how it seems sort of thing. Nothing's sort of like preempted or nothing's like thought about. And obviously, yeah, maybe slightly bit more of my, shall we say, mischievous side came out as such in the first season. But it was all good. Like, I don't have any regrets. I don't have any doubt in how I came across. It was good fun.
Your first series, and you're fighting with Frankie, you're fighting with Ella. Do you want to be seen, though, as a fighter to begin with? Would you not rather be seen as a really nice guy for the first series and then people get to know you rather than you starting out as the baddie?
If you're nice, it could be quite boring to watch. Do you know what I mean? I want to come across as interesting, and I felt the way that I did come across was interesting for viewers to see that, and I think it was captivating and it would make people want to watch.
Made in Chelsea has gone over to Ibiza this summer.
They have indeed, yes.
So 8 weeks in a villa.
It was an experience of a lifetime. It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, spending time in a place like Ibiza where it's just super fun the whole time with amazing people.
Did you have that work relaxing balance? Were you having days off to just go to Pasha or go to space and not actually have the cameras on you at all?
Yeah, we did. I mean, obviously, yeah, we did have days off where we could enjoy ourselves and go out. There were the occasional time where we did have to be up early after a late night.
And let's talk about the storyline. So Sam and Tiff, before they went over to Ibiza, they just decided they're going on a break. How was that being around?
I mean, Sam's one of my best friends, so I'm always going to support him.
Or was it awkward being in that environment?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, you get used to it. These things happen in like our day-to-day lives, so it's just something that you have to take on board and go along with. But no, I wouldn't say that it was awkward as such for myself.
And what other storylines can we expect from this series? What can you tease for us?
If you thought last season was good and there was a lot of drama going on last season, Made in Chelsea Ibiza will literally captivate you. It's going to be really, really good. The storylines are intense, dramatic, emotional. It's going to be a very good watch.
And Binky and JP have had their little baby India now. Have you met the baby yet?
I have not, but I've heard all three of them are doing fantastically and are really happy, so I'm very pleased for them.
And who do you think will have the next baby?
Who do I think will have the next baby? I'm just going to put it out there and say that it's going to be Frankie.
Ah, Frankie and Jamie, or Frankie and you, or Frankie and someone else?
I don't know. Probably Frankie and Jamie. I'm certainly not ready to have kids, so.
Brilliant. Well, Made in Chelsea, Ibiza starts tonight at 9 p.m. on E4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.